Many people in our food community have been seriously impacted by Superstorm Sandy, and our hearts go out to them. At HRN, we've been covering these stories since the storm hit. To learn more, visit our website at www.heritageradionetwork.org. Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm back for another week of radio in Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And today's episode is totally dedicated to the relief efforts of Hurricane Sandy in New York and the surrounding areas. And to kick off the show, I'm joined by the amazing New Orleans chef, Donald Link. Donald, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So people know you for Kashan and Herb Saint and Butcher, my favorite place to get the best boudin in New Orleans.
And
I'm a New Orleans gal living in New York City, and I'll never forget how you reopened Kashan in the most unusual set of circumstances shortly after Katrina. So if you don't mind, can you describe your experience and how you got back on your feet?
Actually, Kashan was under construction during that time, and Herb Saint was the one that was kind of priority at the moment. I evacuated and told everybody to do the same, because I knew from growing up here that this one looked worse than all the others I'd ever seen. We thought it was going to be safe, and then it looked like, you know, when the levees broke after the hurricane passed, that it wasn't. So the priority for us was to figure out, obviously there were a couple days of just pure freaking out. And after that, it was like, okay, so what do I need to do here? Let's get Herb Saint open. Let's put off this decision to open Kashan for at least a couple of weeks so I can focus on what to do with Herb Saint. And, you know, so all the attention really in the beginning was just getting the staff back to work and getting them paid and getting them some assistance and doing whatever we could to get through the meantime. And then, you know, I basically had to, you know, sneak back into the city with some fake passes to view the damage myself, because the media is not a good source.
It's pretty badass that you did that. Tell me what it was like working with FEMA within a restaurant setting.
We didn't really work with FEMA in a restaurant setting. FEMA was obviously, you know, down here doing some things, and but, you know, the great thing about, you know, New Orleans, and I think the restaurant community anywhere, is that it's very self-sufficient, and we want to just do the right thing. We want to get the restaurant open, you know, regardless of what the media says or what FEMA says. We just need to get the place open. We need to get people back to work, and we need to get our people back in the door. I mean, that was really the main kind of goal for us. I mean, well, for me and personally, I mean, obviously, you know, FEMA, you know, had to step in and do a lot of, I don't even know how they approached that whole situation, you know, being that the city was, you know, 80% underwater.
What was it like for you in terms of getting your people back to work? What kinds of things were you doing to make that happen on your own?
Well, the main thing I was trying to do is assess what was really going on so that we could determine if, you know, at the time that, you know, everyone was saying it'd be 6 months before we could even come back to the city. And I didn't believe that. I definitely didn't want to believe that. So the whole goal was to get open, come back, assess the damage realistically. Can we open? What's going to keep us from opening? The whole thing was just really tricky. But the point was, I wanted the restaurant open, and I wanted the people to get back to work. Everyone was asking me, what are we going to do? What's going on? You know, I lost my house in the flood. A lot of people lost their house in the flood. So you got a lot of people without homes and without clothes. And and everybody came together, and it was just, you just do it. You know, I mean, I never realized the importance of a restaurant until I reopened after Katrina. And it was kind of a symbolic thing. It's like everything's going to be fine because your neighborhood restaurant is open. And I really felt the importance of being part of a community at that point, where you can really see people come in and feel like they were back to some sort of normalcy, even though the city may be just devastated. You know, at least you can go in and these closed walls and feel like everything's going to be all right. And I think that's what restaurants do. I think restaurants are kind of they're a meeting place. They're places that people go to relax and feel good. And I think that having that after a storm, and having the restaurants kind of get back, you know, so you can go get your favorite dish or your glass of wine and feel like everything's going to be fine.
What kind of, given your advice or given your experience, what kind of advice can you sort of pass on to chefs in New York as they currently try to get back on their feet?
I would say it's what you do. I mean, it's obviously a terrible bump in the road. It sucks. And it's costly. It costs money. And, you know, but it's, the point that we were looking at the time was like, you know, it's weighing what could have happened and just having the ability to reopen is a gift. The way I see it. Yeah, if you can come back from that, I think it makes you a better restaurant. And I think for me in particular, it really confirmed my commitment to the city and to my restaurant and my staff in a major way. That, you know, you can't let something like that just kind of knock you out. You know, you're just going to get back in there and do what you do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And the next time I'm in New Orleans, I'll definitely stop by for a boudin link.
All right.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Thank you. And there you have it, guys and girls. Chef Donald Link, an amazing, amazing chef and amazing restaurateur and a great New Orleanian. Totally amazing. And we were going to speak with Susan Spicer, another incredible chef from New Orleans, most notably known for Bayona, her restaurant in the French Quarter. She's also in a character on the show Treme on HBO is loosely inspired by her as well, given her experience during Hurricane Katrina. Currently, she's in Florence, Italy, but she had a moment to send me an email of advice for chefs in New York City. This is what she said. She's watching the weather from afar with empathy and dismay. While I'm not sure the extent of the damage to the area restaurants, varied no doubt, I will say if you can get open, even with limited resources, go for it. It means a lot to the community to have a place to gather and get sustenance, both for body and spirit. Comfort food and traditional dishes provided a foundation of strength and energy needed to start the recovery process. We learned how important it was for people to connect and share their stories in restaurants, were the perfect place to do that. Your purveyors may prove surprisingly resilient, and if you can't get the things you normally do, cook the things you can, or some version of that old song. So Susan Spicer, thank you so much for taking the time as well to, you know, give us a little bit of advice and, you know, keep on keeping on. You're a great chef and we love you. And so, yeah, we're going to take a really quick break, but keep it locked because when we get back, I'm going to flip the script onto you, dear listeners, and we're going to get into the millions of ways that you can help in rebuilding post-Sandy. So you're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Stay tuned. Time to slip away now.
listening to AM by Shadowbox on the heritageradionetwork.org.
Joe, your computer is so slow, I can't even use this thing.
Yeah, I should probably get a new one. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, totally, man. You should go to TechServe.
Okay, what's so good about TechServe?
Well, they've got this awesome new insider program that's free when you get a new Mac with AppleCare. So you should buy your computer there because you get 50% off data transfer, free loaner computers, front-of-the-line repair privileges, an annual Mac tune-up service, backup consultation and setup, seminars, and much more.
Okay, yeah, where's TechServe?
It's at 119 West 23rd Street in New York City. They're New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, and you should totally check out TechServe.com for more information.
All right, that settles it. I'm headed to TechServe.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I am still your host, Helen Holliman, and today is all about post-Hurricane Sandy in the New York area and how the hell all of y'all can help. And before the break, I was talking to Chef Donald Link in New Orleans, who was one of the first chefs to get his restaurant back up and running. I also read a letter from badass chef Susan Spicer, also from New Orleans, known for Bayona Restaurant. And here we go. We're going to get into it right now. We're going to flip the script. And, you know, lately, a lot of people have been asking me what the hell you can do to help, because it's very overwhelming, but there's a whole lot going on. So here's a massive list of all the exciting and tasty ways that you can become involved in helping the East Coast. First of all, check out, there's a bajillion relief organizations, and some of my favorites are Occupy Sandy and the Red Hook Initiative. More information on hurricane relief efforts can also be found at heritageradionetwork.org. We also have an amazing list of coverage that we've been doing over the course of the past week. You can click on the first icon for the show badge under HRN Sandy Efforts, or Sandy. And where are all my hipsters in Williamsburg at? Because tonight you've got some awesome food relief but not for you and your neighborhood. Dine Out Williamsburg is happening, which means not only is your night full of banging food and tasty food, booze, but participating restaurants and bars. In addition to spots like the Nighthawk, will be donating a percentage of their sales to the Red Cross that will benefit Sandy relief efforts. I mean, some of my favorite spots on this list include Allswell, Diner, Dumont Burger, Fet Sow, Gwinnett Street, Post Office Bar, and Pies and Thighs. And boys, if you're going out on a first date, it's going to make you look real good when you tell her that part of your tab is a, you know, going to the relief efforts. So, hey, there's a little something there for you. For more information about that, you can log on to dineoutwilliamsburg.com or search hashtag dineoutwilliamsburg on Twitter. Now, our beloved radio station, Heritage Radio Network, has paired up with the amazing Snacky Tunes. You've probably been listening to their show, which airs every Monday at 2 p.m. And the Bresnitz Brothers, they've created this amazingly fun benefit for the Red Hook Initiative that's happening Tuesday, November 13th at Cameo Gallery. This night is going to include performances by Emil and Friends, Moon Hooch, Computer Magic, and Au Revoir Simone. And it's only $5 at the door, and 10% of the bar will be donated towards the rebuilding efforts. So if you get a little too intoxicated, it's okay. For more information, visit FOTPNYC.com or HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Hi, Manhattan. What are you doing tonight? I've got something for you, too. You know, if you're a carnivore or if you just like alcohol, check out Meat and Liquor for the Rockaways, a benefit tasting and celebration. It's going down at Hudson Terrace, and carnivores unite with healthy servings of grass-fed beef from upstate New York, and it's going to be prepared by 5 different chefs. They're going to be paired with 13 different types of spirits, and all of the proceeds from the $45 ticket go straight to the Rockaways relief efforts. To get in on the action, you can always visit rockawayrelief.eventbrite.com. If you've seen any photos of any of the destruction, especially in the Rockaways, it's insane and it's awful. And there's so many different ways that we can all be contributing to the help, not only in New York, but in New Jersey and Connecticut. So keep listening. And Greenpoint. Do you live in Greenpoint? Do you like Greenpoint? It doesn't really matter. You should probably go there this Sunday, November 11th, because at the Diamond Bar is hosting a chili cook-off to fight the chill with chili. It's $12 at the door. Am I wasted? I don't know. It gets you some tasty brews and a big old hearty bowl of chili. And all of the, you know, 100% of the door fee is going straight to Occupy Sandy, which is one of my favorite relief effort organizations. And there's no funny business involved. No one's pocketing money. It's just going straight to help. So get thyself there. Do you like to cook? Do you successfully do so without cutting off a limb or torching your eyebrows or filling your apartment with burning smoke? I don't know. Are you a farmer? Do you have extra produce? Or do you want to like get your hands dirty and keep it simple and start helping your neighbors by volunteering? If so, I have a suggestion. Log on to PlowBlog by visiting plovgh.com so you can get in touch with Plow, which is pretty awesome. They're taking all kinds of volunteers through various formats, whether you're cooking food for, you know, hurricane folks, or getting straight into the dirt and gutting out houses, etc. It's a really great way to do it, and they can help you out from there. You know, I'm not sure if you've read the Pete Wells non-review this week in the New York Times, or checked out the Village Voice Fork in the Road column today, or even Ryan Sutton of Bloomberg's Hungry Downtown piece on why it's important to eat in downtown Manhattan right now. But it's truly important to dine out downtown because losing almost a week and a half of service for most kitchens, for all kitchens, is dog years in a restaurant's financial life. You know, most people downtown had to throw out their entire walk-ins of food, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all these restaurants' lights have just been turned on earlier this week. So, you know, places like Chinatown some of your favorite restaurants, you know, Acme, WD50, etc. There's billions and millions of them. You've got to go support all these restaurants and do so just simply by being there and asking for a menu to keep it going. Our friends at Governor Restaurant in Dumbo and Fort Defiance in Red Hook are just two examples of places that need your help and donation efforts. And you can go on to their websites and donate, find out more information about the damage that's been going on in their restaurants. It's pretty gnarly. If you don't live in the tri-state area, maybe you live in Bangkok, LA, Canada, wherever, you can always help the East Coast by donating straight to the Red Cross. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, please check out other ways to become involved in the relief efforts. We've got a slammin' list of things to do via heritageradionetwork.org. I mean, I don't want to brag, but we have a really amazing canon of hosts, producers, and behind-the-scenes wizards who have been working around the clock since the storm to provide you with extensive info on how you can help. And, our community has been affected, and your neighbors, I mean, this whole region. Check out our website to see how other people are helping and their thoughts on past experiences, their current experience, and how they see the future. Again, when you log on to the heritageradionetwork.org, you can click onto the icon badge for HRN on Sandy and check out a giant collection of radio shows swirling around this terrible, terribly named hurricane and just terrible hurricane. I don't understand why we don't name them like metal band names instead. But anyway, having lived in New Orleans during and after Katrina, I've been witness to the generosity and amazing nature of the human spirit. So, you know, I urge you, each and every one of you, dear listeners, to get out there. Help your neighbor. Help your fellow American. You're human. Whether you dine out this evening or you donate money to the Red Cross, you volunteer, or you just get the word out and keep sending information to other people, it's a ripple effect. And, it's the best thing that you can do. So I hope that you've been taking some notes. And again, all of the information on extensive hurricane coverage can be located at heritageradionetwork.org. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend and check out one or more of many of these events. These are just some culinary ways to help. There's other ways of donating clothing and relief efforts. So get out there, people. It's gonna be a lot of work, but we're gonna get through it. So as always, thank you so much to Joe Galarraga, Jack Inslee, and the rest of the crew at Heritage Radio Network, and to Roberta's Restaurant. I'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.